Time now for your letters. I love tourists. At least that's what I said in my essay last week. It prompted a lot of notes from our listeners. I think tourists help us see places we live with fresh perspective, but Jim Lungo of New York City says, I don't actually hate tourists, I simply lose patience with them. I lose patience with tourists who forget that they're not in a theme park, they're in a city, a place where people live and work, and for most of us, our jobs have absolutely nothing to do with making sure they enjoy their stay. I lose patience with tourists who forget that the phrase that begins, when in Rome, applies to New York, too. But Art Straub of Harrisburg writes, the past year and a half I've been working in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Your essay reminded me how much I enjoy waving to the people on the Hershey Park monorail or taking a picture of a family under the Chocolate Avenue street sign or just talking to someone marveling at the odor of chocolate seeping from the factory. Of course, life is not all Willy Wonka and candy canes, especially not in the works of director David Lynch. Some listeners were therefore surprised by how upbeat Mr. Lynch sounded when he showed us his new photographic exhibit in Los Angeles called Dark Night of the Soul. Rich Huffman of Roswell, Georgia, commented that it was very refreshing to hear a positive outlook on the future of the world at the end of this interview. I sure hope he is right, and deep down inside, I think he probably is. Last week, I also chatted with 13-year-old Scott Campbell, who was testing and reviewing the legendary Sony Walkman for the BBC from his home in Scotland. Mr. Campbell said he was a bit befuddled about how to operate the machine. That amused Jim Tutak of Kearny, New Jersey, who wrote, I wonder what he would make of vinyl records, and in particular Monty Python's matching tie and handkerchief, which had three, count 'em, three sides. You could play side one, then turn over to side two, then turn the record over again to get side three. Although I never inhaled, and as funny as the material was, it was nothing as compared to watching someone who dabbled with controlled substances pick up the tone arm, set it back to listen to a phrase again, and get an entirely different skit. Surprised, amused, befuddled? Let us know. Send us a letter at npr.org. Click on Contact Us. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. And you can reach me on Twitter at NPR Scott Simon. That's all one word. You can tweet the rest of the Weekend Edition staff at NPR Weekend. All one word.
Was a busy beggar who thank you under the table. David Duke, that consumed Will on Frederick Hagel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swan who's just as sloshed as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill of his own free will on Hoffman and Shandy was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could sing it away. Half a grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And René Descartes was a drunken fart. I drink, therefore I am.
This is NPR News.